It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep starting the music and then not having it on repeat? I'm just an idiot. Patrick writes, Samaritan 2 is going to be released this year to Prime Video. The wait is almost over. After we've been talking about this Samaritan movie starring Sylvester Stallone for years now. Samaritan 2 trailer. I don't know if we've watched a trailer for it yet. I don't know if there's an official one even out. I don't think there is. I wonder if the plot point of the ice cream is going to be in it at all. I should try to get Adam on here. He's all things Stallone. My God. Nice dude, too. Make sure, I'm telling myself to tell him he's on the podcast because I always forget. Yo. Hey. You there? Hello. Hello. What the hell happened? Oh, whatever. I'll come back to that. Excuse me. So I love that. He has texted, give me 5 minutes, he said. Okay. Fair enough. Jeremy says, yeah, I somehow put on a few pounds in Rochester. Still not sure how, but I've got to lose it for the fat-a-thon. It helps that I'm sick as a dog right now and have zero appetite. Uh, Well, yeah. I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't worry about weighing yourself till Monday. That's something to look forward to. Avoid weighing yourself more often than you need to. One of you told me that, and I love that. Something that popped into my head when I was away using the boys' room. After discussing JC's behavior yesterday when the radio station crashed or whatever, and how he handled that, which, by the way, I found out that not only did he scream at me, he screamed at like three other chicks in the office. Like I said, you don't want to, it's all women in there. You don't, I mean, you gotta, come on now. You gotta be nice to these people. I swear to God, I picked it up. Hello? Yeah, but you're off the air! Okay, all right, I'm on it. I gotta troubleshoot. Yeah, you know what? Person who can fix it can't even help us because so-and-so died. And I'm like, yes, we can fix this. I'm thinking to myself, it's like, we don't need to play-by-play of all the bad things going on. We're wasting time. Breathe. Chris says him and Doug should be put in a cage to fight. Chris had pointed out to me that JC and Doug are fucking just like each other. You're right. I am surrounded of all people, me, who has been accused of doing this time and again, overreacting. I am surrounded by overreactors. I now am the calm one. Seems like every person I deal with on a regular basis is an overreactor. NFK, Madison, JC, Doug, various audience members. I'm the only calm one here. Darla, she freaks out all the fucking time. My world is topsy-turvy. God damn. Last night, sound asleep, and Pooh Bear was sick the other day, by the way. I think you knew that. But now we're at a point where the illness is leading to these intense coughing fits, which is another reason why, if I'm not careful, I will definitely be falling asleep today at some point. So first of all, I drank way too much water at the fucking hockey game. So I was getting up every half an hour to take a pee because my fucking stupid fucking prostate. And then in between trips to the bathroom, what starts out is just a next thing you know, she's full on coughing like crazy, you know. Like fucking John Coffey in his jail cell trying to get the black shit out of his lungs. Some of you get that reference. And so like 10 minutes, it seems like she's coughing. Probably wasn't that long. Fast forward later on in the night, and she's doing it again. But except this time, she's facing me on the pillow. So, and she's like trying to cover it, but she's getting about 1% of the cough, and 99% of it is just like right on my face. And I go, can you maybe roll over for me? Can you please roll over? Like, and then, you know, because if you roll over, the sound is traveling the other direction. Not only is the actual wind from and the spittle from the cough flying out of my fucking face, but the noise is like an air horn in my head. Can you move me roll over a little bit? I'm sick! I can't help it! Then I'm up. I'm like, no, you can help it. Can you roll over is all I'm asking. I know you're coughing. That's one thing. You can't help that. Now I'm talking to her like this. I go, Can you roll over, though? Can you cough in not my direction? Becca says, sleep on the couch. I would, but I'm a finicky sleeper. I can't do it. I struggle in other places. I'm that guy. And she wakes up today. She says, I don't know what my problem was. I go, yeah, okay. Sorry. No problem. No problem. It's cool. I'll sleep in Maddie's room tomorrow or tonight. I go, yeah, okay. Sounds good. While I was using the potty, something else was brought to my attention. There's been someone from a company that's been trying to reach me, and I finally gave him the time of day. Hold on, what is my password? 1. And let's see, what is the company again? Hold on. This is going to take me a second. Forward to Eric. There is a company called, let's see, Eric, I'll cut to the chase. As I'm sure you receive plenty of emails like this, and he's right. We help the top 3% podcasters who have a business to generate leads and sales with their podcast. We generate 146 leads per month for a podcast called Corporate Treasury 101, resulting in $22,495 in sales last month. We also generated 4 recurring clients with our show Podcast Gurus for a total of $10,936 monthly recurring revenues. The same system allowed us to get Service Business Mastery, a podcast by Josh and Tersh, to the top 5 of the marketing category in the Apple podcast charts in the United States. And they signed 3 more sponsors after onboarding us. Can I send you a video analysis of how we could do the same thing for you and your show? Kind regards, Mark, podcast manager at Everleads Podcast. Now, I have no idea if that's true. It might be. And they might send this to everyone. And I know for a fact that I am not a top 3% podcaster. I guess maybe because there are so many fucking podcasts. So I usually do read those. And I'm like, occasionally, I will request more information. And that's actually been successful for me because it's boring, but there's a podcast platform that I work with called Red Circle, who me being on their platform for distribution has been outstanding. So I reached out and I said, you know what? I would like to see your video analysis of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So I took him up on it. This is the video from a guy named Guillaume. Hang on, I got to sneeze. All right, I hope you can hear this.
Hello, Eric. Guillaume Jouvencel here, getting back to you as promised with a personalized video analysis of your podcast, The Eric Zane Show Podcast. So, apologies if there is any background noise. I'm in a cafe in Belgium right now and between 2 flights, but normally the audio should be more than all right. So, in this video, I'm going to walk you through everything we've analyzed from your podcast, right? Everything that you're doing well. Spoiler alert, there are lots of things that you're doing well.
Okay. Based on the accent alone, that is scoring major points. Now he's buttering me up with, there are a lot of things you are doing well. Okay, he might just be blowing smoke. I don't know yet. I you know, it might not be. Maybe I am doing a few things well.
More than all right. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through everything we've analyzed from your podcast, right? Everything that you're doing well. Spoiler alert, there are lots of things that you're doing well. And some recommendations around the things that you can do better to have a bigger impact and make more money. You're totally free to take this home and implement yourself. If you would like to have a team of experts possibly help you with all this, I'll put a link towards my Calendly in the email along with this video. Just book a call with me at your best convenience. And we can chat that. But without further ado, let's get on with the show. So I understand that with your podcast, you want to entertain listeners with news, personal adventures, and comedic commentaries. And behind it, you have a clear business venture. Two, actually, your podcast is sponsored, right? So classic CPM. And you have a Patreon channel. So here, it's pretty straightforward. The bigger the audience, the more listeners will be entertained, first of all. But also the bigger your reach, which means the bigger your credibility and authority in the space, which means...
Okay, so that's about all I can take in this forum. I technically can't allow myself to have you exposed to any more of this nonsense. I mean, it's good for me, and I am excited to hear more about it. But hello, Adam, you are live on the show.
Okay, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think I screwed people in the past by that.
Right. Yeah, I was one of them.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I think I remember that. There is a wild speculation about Samaritan 2.
Okay.
Now, Patrick says it's coming out this year. Have you heard anything?
It is not. It is, he has said he's making it, but it is not. Nothing has been. There's no filming start or anything. So I have a hard time believing it will be out this year.
Yeah, his exact comment was Samaritan 2 will be released this year to Prime Video. The wait is almost over, but I haven't seen any trailer or read or heard anything about this gem. So you're thinking that that might be dubious.
Yes, I do not. No director has been hired. He has not posted anything about a script or anything like that. So I do not think that is accurate.
Now, he did not write the first script, did he?
No, I mean, he usually does some type of work on any project he's on, but he did not write it. It's based off a comic book.
Okay, so the comic book had already established the ice cream superpowers well before Stallone got his fingers on it.
Correct.
And you described it as the ice cream cools his heart, yes?
Right, yes.
Now, how is that different than what I said?
Well, you just say, you're just saying it gives him energy. He doesn't need it for energy. He needs it to cool down his heart so he doesn't die. And they explain that unless you know the thermodynamics of his cells, you wouldn't understand.
Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if a person's heart is hot, they eat ice cream and it gets cool?
If you have the superpowers that Samaritan does, yes, that is accurate.
So the superpower has a connection from his belly full of ice cream to his heart.
Well, it could be any cold fluid or food, but if you need something cold, why wouldn't you eat something that tastes delicious?
Okay, so that is the ice cream link to Samaritan. We have that officially taken care of. Now, if people have not seen the first film, there's a insane plot twist at the end of that film, yes?
Yes, there is.
One of the biggest plot twists. Did you see it coming? I mean, had you read up on the comic book before you saw the film with Sylvester Stallone?
I hadn't. It's kind of actually hard to get. I've tried. It's hard to get a copy of the comic. That was a reveal that I did not expect that to happen. It's like that and like maybe The Usual Suspects and any other, you know, The Sixth Sense, you know, as big a shock as any of them.
Have you ever wept in a Stallone movie?
Wept?
Yeah.
When I saw Rocky VI, I had been waiting for that movie since 1990. That was one of the first memories I have of going to the theaters. When that came on and the lights go down and the music comes on, yeah, tears were welling up.
Wow. Now, is that the one that was just called Rocky Balboa?
Yep.
Okay, it wasn't called Rocky VI.
No, just Rocky Balboa.
That's the one when he fought the video game.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Did you hear Jared Goff said his favorite movie that he watches before every game is The Samaritan?
Shut up.
He did. He's asked Stallone to please show up because it's going to help him get to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Why have you not told me about this?
I tried. You didn't answer.
You did not. This is bullshit. There is no.
True. He says he's trying the diet. If it works for Samaritan, it'll work for him.
You asshole. I almost believe that. God damn it.
He says he hopes Sloan roots for him over the Eagles. You know, even though the connection to Philadelphia, his love for Samaritan's gonna, you know, he wants.
Yeah,
he's
whatever.
Hoping Sloan roots for him.
All right. Have a great day. I'm sorry to bother you and your work day-to-day activities. And I hope I didn't say anything that gets you in trouble.
No, I think you're fine.
Okay. Have a great day.
Right. Yep. Bye.
See ya. It's a false alarm on Samaritan, I think. O'Neill is having a dream. It's a loud one. I think he's going to start barking even more while he's dreaming. I love these moments. I can't even concentrate when he's doing it. It's so great. Patrick says, it ain't how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. Let's start building some hurting bombs. Come on, man. All right. I will say this. There has never been a filmmaker or an actor or a writer who every single thing that person has done has been a horrible pile of shit that if it's on TV or if I click on a video and it's there, like you might like or whatever, I'm watching it. I am absolutely watching that. Bob says, now it's super quiet. I may have brought the microphone down a little too low. My apologies. Oh, yeah. They're all garbage. Even the first Rocky movie. It's a horrible film. I believe it won an Academy Award. Or something like that. But, every single one of those movies are just absolute shit. And I'm here for it. So you had Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3. Rocky 2 is incredible because it was him and Apollo again. Rocky 3, you work in fucking Clubber Lang and Hulk Hogan was in it. And, oh, just all of the magic. Just so much. And then the whole Russian angle with Drago. God damn it. Tommy Gunn. Rocky's got brain damage. Who was the I'll sue the Don King character, and then all the Rambo movies, those were just piles of shit. The first one was Born to Kill. He's a killer. Say, better get a fresh supply of body bags. They drew first blood. See, I know the lines. I love them. I love all these movies, but they are shit. Bob says, Demolition Man, never saw it. Cliffhanger, never saw it. Judge Dredd, never saw it. I saw the one where Stallone is a POW. And I think what they did was they capitalized on the popularity of the Rocky franchise. And they wrote a film where he's a prisoner of war. And he's like, he convinces the other prisoners of war that they should be a soccer team. And Pele, he's now deceased, I think. One of the greatest soccer player in the world at the time. He's in the movie. So you've got all these different prisoners of war and Pele. And they arrange a soccer game with the Germans. And Rocky's the goddamn goalie. And he's playing Rocky in net. He goes, hey, yo, come on, yo, oof, oof. It's horrible. And then the film ends. And then all the fans run on the field. And then they, like, the fans cover up the players so that they can just walk out with the rest of the fans and they escape. Spoiler alert. It's a horrible movie. Let's see if I can get a scene. Victory Pele scene.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can get up here. Okay. Don't try and run.
Michael Caine is in this movie.
You can get up here. Don't try and run through. Don't try and be a hero and get a goal yourself. That center I want up there, and I want you to pass. Pass. Always pass. Let the ball do the running for you. Don't try and run with it. You're in no condition to run for 90 minutes, I tell you.
This especially applies to wingers.
Look at here. Here's all the prisoners of war.
If you can't cross, don't run it through. Try and get a corner.
Pele says, fuck this shit. I'll show you what the fuck we're going to do.
Works in our favor. Which means that as they...
Give me this. Good. After giving me ball, here I do these. Go. Easy.
Okay. That was a great moment from the film Victory. Jesus. All right. From north of the hard living line, ladies and gentlemen, this is our latest detainee. What do you think this guy did? He's into nude children. The Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force arrested 25-year-old Lucas Monroe of Mecosta County. He was charged with criminal sexual conduct, first degree. So not only is he into pictures of nude children, I think he was trying to, like, convince a child to have sex with him. And it was one of those, like, you know, like a hoax or a bait house. You hear about that with sexy Sheriff Swanson, Maureen's pal. What he'll do is he'll have, like, a bait house. And these people will be having conversations with the bad guys. And then they show up, the bad guys, thinking they're going to have sex with a kid, and then they get arrested. My niece was actually at one of those with sexy Sheriff Swanson. And so while the bad guys are going into the house, they've got all the authorities there to bust these guys, and then all the cops come in and arrest the guy. Sheriff Swanson stays in a room fixing his hair and going on live streams to show everybody his muscles. And then they arrest the bad guy. Sheriff Swanson then does a publicity photo where his hair is perfect and you can see all of his rippling muscles. And then he says, thank you for supporting me. Again, my hard and fast prediction, I'm 16 days into it, 2025, sexy Sheriff Swanson is going to be involved in a love triangle and is going to be busted for cheating on his wife. And I say that only because of he's getting so much attention from all of his awesome videos where he gets hot and sweaty and shows off. I think you're going to find a lot of it's a thirst trap is what it is. A lot of younger young people, I know it sounds weird, but Chris says a thirst trap doing bait house. Eric, are you jealous of my sexy sheriff's hair? No, I'm not so much jealous of the hair. If anything, I'm jealous for the time that he has to pedal a bicycle for as long as he does in his government-funded spa. I'm jealous of his time, all right? If I decided to be a sheriff, I'd be much better sheriff than he is, for sure. All right. Maureen says his sexy body then. Maybe a little on the body. He's pretty tight. There's no question. Piano Finger Banger says, easy, did you hear they banned porno down here in Tennessee? I did not. I'm going to have to look that up, research that one. That might be something to talk about for an upcoming show, either on Patreon or right here. Let's see. Brian says, here's a story for Maureen. Okay. This is awesome. I'm going to have to send this to myself and so we can laugh at this. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bleeding Heart Brian. What he's sending is going exactly what I've been talking about for the last several days. By the way, if you ever want to, if you ever see an article that's worth sending or you find interesting, send it along to eric@ericzaneshow.com and I will give it a look. Perhaps we'll talk about it. Like Maureen the other day, this is what got her going. She sent me a story about her friend that runs a bakery. And it was yesterday. They're doing all sorts of stupid, get your lion's cookies here. And, like, the local TV station is such a pile of shit. They're like, oh, my God, breaking news. They got Detroit Lions cookies. And I talked about it with Kyle earlier in this show. This ridiculous Detroit Lions shit. How about this one?
So, you know, look at these bagels. These are Lions bagels. What are they?
Go Lions! East Side Bagel here on Harper, just north of 8 Mile. These are Lions bagels. They're made because they're going to give the Lions good luck. You can get them here closer to the game. Look at this. Wow.
Yeah, fuck off. What's up with that guy's voice?
So, you know, look at these bagels. These are Lions bagels. What are they? What are they? What are they?
What do you mean, what are they? You just said what they are.
Go Lions!
East Side Bagel here on Harper, just north of 8 Mile. These are Lions bagels. They're made because they're going to give the Lions good luck. You can get them here closer to the game. Look at this.
So stupid. Enough. Any more than this, and I might start rooting for the other team, like, go Commanders. Lions fans are ruining this. If you're a Detroiter worth anything, if you encounter any of these businesses, you need to go into your trunk where you keep your Molotov cocktails and light it and throw it through the front window of these places. Tyler says they're almost as bad as Michigan fans. At least, yeah, but Michigan fans don't do, hey, come get your Michigan bagel. Or, hey, come get your Wolverine hamburger. They don't do any of that shit. They're just annoying, you know? They're just ridiculous. I'm starting to think that these businesses are worse than Wolverine fans, which I didn't think I'd ever say. God. Jeremy with a great callback. The last time this guy was on the news, he was saying how he used to play football at the library.
I used to play football here. Well, I can't really. I believe they're going to tear this building down. I'm a carpenter.
God damn it. All right. The fuck am I doing here? What else am I doing? Oh, the dude who got busted. So, yeah, this dude, I guess he's charged with criminal sexual conduct, first degree, person under 13, punishable with life in prison, criminal sexual conduct, second degree, person under 13, 15 years aggravated child sexually abusive activity, 25 years aggravated possession of child. God, a lot. He was arraigned on January 10th. The MSP Computer Crimes Unit encourages parents to speak to their children about the safe use of the internet. Yeah, that's a terribly awkward conversation that you would have to have, but it kind of makes sense. It's almost like you want to say, look, let me cut to the chase. The one thing that we want to avoid is talking to strangers that want you to send nudes. Talk to strangers who want to meet you for sex. All right? If you're going to send nudes, send it to another young student. Okay? Let's say you're 11, and the only person who is allowed to ask for nudes is another 11-year-old. You are not to send nudes to anyone over 18. In fact, you're not allowed to send nudes to anyone even 12. I would prefer that you just send no nudes, but your job as a child is to do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. And I know you're not going to listen to me. I know you're only 5 right now, but you've probably already sent nudes. So get your head out of your ass, or you're going to end up getting murdered by some scumbag like this guy from north of the Hard Living Line. God damn it. Patrick says, wow, I forgot about that. I'm a carpenter. I just play football here. Can you play that? I've looked for it. I don't know where it is. I think it aired once. We lifted the clips, and then it vanished. I I was, let's see, Nate Booncraft Instagram. Some of you may remember the story of White Boy Rick. And Rick Wershe, and he's out of prison right now, finally. And if you ever saw a the real documentary about White Boy Rick that was made, you may remember a hitman in Detroit, Nate Craft. Nate Craft is a legend for his notoriousness. He says he's murdered at least 30 people as a hitman. In Detroit, there's a gang called the Best Friends. And he was a hitman for the Best Friends gang. And there's also the Curry Brothers, another gang. They weren't nearly as violent than the Best Friends. But somebody wanted White Boy Rick dead at one point. And it was they hired Nate Craft. Nate was not successful in killing White Boy Rick. Eventually, he dropped the contract to kill him, and Kraft went to prison for quite some time. He's out now, and he actually was one of the people saying that White Boy Rick should go free. And I don't know how much clout a convicted murdering hitman is going to, I mean, I don't think the judge is going to go, all right, I've got these character witnesses that are saying that you should be set free. Oh, and this hitman. But it struck me because Nate Craft is quite a interesting follow on Instagram. And when I was talking about that, this guy who was charged with, you know, child porno and trying to have sex with a child, it reminded me that last night I was looking at Nate Craft's Instagram, because what they do is they just have conversations with him. And in this clip, he's talking about when was in prison, in Jackson prison, what they do with child molesters.
Perverts get caught with kids that's like 12 or under.
Yeah.
Death penalty. And they said...
I think you can hear that.
They used to have that here in Michigan, in Jackson Prison.
They said,
if you can't do this with child molestation, raping, and all that, you better learn how to fly. You're getting tossed off a fourth gallery or third. But they always try to put you up higher up, and the guard will say, rape is coming up on four. And everybody be looking out their bar. You better learn how to fly. Some of the guys didn't want to even come out of their cell, but of course, the man in the next cell would reach over there, push the door open. When they break the lock, they'll push their door open so they can't stay locked in there. And then they run around there in it, get him. And over he goes. And always be wondering, why he flopping his hands?
Desperation.
People need to learn how to tuck and roll. You're gonna go down four tiers down. Why? Boom, face first. Pancake. But if you try to ball up, maybe you might hit your shoulder, your arm, or your leg, break something, but you still be alive. That's where then we can take you back. I mean, then they can take you back up there and toss you off again. Yeah, boy. People, something else. Yeah, I hear molesting childs. I mean, hell. I guess that's why I said prison and the world is the same thing. You got people in there running for different offices and so forth, running for to be lieutenant, the warden, the captain.
He's getting off the rails now. I didn't watch as far into it. I think we can do Nate Craft moment of Zen regularly on this show. My God. Let's see. Outstanding. If you ever get the opportunity to watch the White Boy Rick documentary, White Boy Rick docu. It is on Netflix. Let's see. Not the Matthew McConaughey.
We're going to look like businessmen delivering packages.
Money, money, money.
Only us and you will know it's drugs.
Okay.
Anybody who was in possession of over 650 grams of cocaine, mandatory life.
White boy Rick. His name is Richard Wershe Jr.
I was like, who was this white kid, you know, that was supposedly running all these black gangs and running the city of Detroit?
And when you're 17 years old and you're moving kilos, you're at a status of drug dealer that most 17-year-olds don't reach.
Why would a juvenile, nonviolent drug offender be kept in prison beyond 29 years?
I found out that the reality was much different than the legend.
And I knew that there were corrupt police officers involved in this thing.
Coleman Young is the most powerful politician in the history of Detroit, and his niece was Kathy Volson, and she was married to Johnny Curry, one of the biggest drug dealers in Detroit.
Every police officer down at 1300 was crooked.
If you're a criminal, I would advise you never to get a nickname.
So they said, we got to kill that white boy.
Law enforcement created almost the perfect criminal.
The war on drugs is over, and drugs won.
There's still a lot of angry people in the city of Detroit in positions of power.
I did way more than he could possibly have done to get that kind of a sentence.
Third world countries don't incarcerate like this.
You're not trying to tell me that you're an angel, that you never did anything wrong, are you?
I've been involved in wrongdoing, but I don't feel I did anything to receive a life sentence.
I gotta watch it again. I'll link that up. Cole says, yell, tuck, and roll as you throw a guy off a roof. Rebecca says the guy that played the cop in Beverly Hills Cop, that's Gil Hill, played a part in that story. Oh, did he ever? He's corrupt as fuck. They really unpack that in the documentary White Boy. All right. Boy, I'm just kind of, today is one of those ADHD days that I love. I love the ADHD podcast. One of my favorite things. I have a sponsor who puts will put a new roof on your house. Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. They are awesome. Love them. And they can put a roof on your home. All you got to do is go to WernerRoofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. Fill out the form. There's an opening spot that says, how'd you hear about us? Please write Eric Zane Show podcast. They'll get back in touch with you within a day, and probably by the end of that day. And then you're off and running with your estimate. And then before you know it, you got a brand new roof. Maybe you just have damage to the roof and you need it repaired. He can help you with that. It's going to work with your insurance company if that is something that goes wrong. Unless if you're afraid of big insurance like Nick is. As well, they have fantastic financing for your new roofing project. They also put on metal roofs, and they have siding, and they can put on gutters as well, all at Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. Speaking of insurance, if you do not have health insurance, I really advise you to stop doing that and get a healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. Now, anybody can go to healthcare.gov and put their information in and get started. However, that takes a little bit of time, and you could very easily mess something up because it's a little bit complex. Frank Fuss will help you every step of the way, and you do not pay for his services. Online at buyinsurancehere.com. Reach out today and say, Frank, what is ZZ talking about? He'll help you every step of the way, and he is a sponsor that can help you from no matter where you are in the U.S. What are we thinking about for asshole of the day? I've got Big Vet is a nominee. That Big Vet is a fictitious thing. I would love to get any of the amazing veterinarians from Animal Medical Center of Wyoming to talk about Nick's theory about Big Vet. Nick thinks that he can care for his animals better than a veterinarian. I've heard it all. All right. Today's asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Today's asshole of the day is Nick for suggesting that he can care for any animal because he gets a couple of vaccines or shots from Tractor Supply and jams it into his pet. What a fucking idiot. God damn. So dumb. Starman nominates Darla. Chris says sexy Sheriff Swanson. No, not this time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. You've been awesome, as always. Thank you. I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Till then, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.